4 HKX mobile.
BTHX has listening.
Noon, Dave, KO4 HKX.
Good afternoon, sir. Man, I got two down, one more to go at 5 o'clock.
That's what? About 7 or 8 stops to go.
Wow. Okay. I don't envy you. What time are you going to get home tonight?
Probably right around 6, 37 o'clock.
Well, that's not too god-awful bad. Oh, shoot. I just ran the yellow light. Oh, well.
It's new down here, is it? Or anywhere anymore.
Heck, I've been at a green light, and they've run it the other way, red. And I know it's red, because mine's green.
Don't mean anything to anybody anymore. I don't care where you're at.
After what I've been through the last few weeks, I tell you what, you know, I'm going to put steel tubing all the way around my car. Kind of like, you ever see them, I'm sure you've seen those big push bars and the big trucks out west?
What you're talking about, but I'm not so sure it would help.
Well, if you wrap the car in it, you know, and play bumper cars with people, they'll get the idea.
You're fitting this morning?
Oh, yeah. I went a different route. I went with hard pipe instead of that flex pipe.
What you're seeing anymore is all these businesses that beat these companies up wanting the cheapest price, cheapest price. They're the ones running low on stuff. Because the actual supplier of the parts and tools or whatever is going where they can make the most profit dollars with what they can produce.
Yeah, yeah, the gross profit margin, they're trying to widen that a little bit. And I try not to do that. You know, I try not to use cheap stuff. I just went to Lowe's and I got the hard pipe and ran threaded pipe and it came out fine. You know, hung it with the strapping and all that and leak tested it. It's fine. That's the safer way to go.
Yeah, I'm with you. And as long as you can use rigid pipe all the way, some places they want you to have that short piece of flex in their production.
Well, I use the piece of flex that comes with the generator. That's your vibration flex. You know, you hard pipe right to the flex, and you got a hard pipe from the other side of the flex into the unit. You can't run the flex all the way into the unit. You got to stub it out with a piece of, you know, piece of threaded pipe. Yeah, it worked out just fine.
As long as you can do that, you'll be all right. As long as it's got that little bit of flex in there, because I don't care how rigid you think they are, they still vibrating.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's no doubt there. But, yeah, no, she's all ready to go. They're going to have the electrician in and get it all wired up, and they'll do the startup on it next week.
I'm sure they're happy then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's kind of a load off their mind, you know.
So did you get the rest of your tower put up yet?
No, it between the rain last week and me, you know, being a little bit busy, I'm probably going to do it this weekend. I'm going to grab the gin pole set up from Jimmy, probably tomorrow or whatever, before he leaves on his next jaunt. And then my buddy Patch and I will put the last two sections up.
You said one of them you could do off the eave of the house, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll be standing on the roof of the house to put one up, and then the other one I'll be on the tower doing it. And I think it'll be plenty high. It'll be 40 feet in the air, and then I got that 12-foot aluminum pole, and I'll push that up probably a good 6 or 7 feet on top of that. So, you know, my dual-band antenna will be up high.
Hopefully you don't have any problems and everything goes smooth this weekend, and it's warm for you to do it.
Cool weather don't bother me. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not blowing 40 miles an hour and not 30 degrees, I'll be all right.
Harder people are.
No. That's where I live. I didn't grow up there.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
New York blood to less than me, yeah. It keeps me talking fast.
So slowed down. I mean, we're working on you.
I'm not so quick on the key anymore. I get a little bit more of a pause in there for people to get in. Got to get my yawls and hold my beer, watch this going, and all that, you know. Renaissance Fair Sunday up in Charlotte, and we took my car with the i7000, and I got, you know, the radio in here. And I tell you what, that Hendersonville repeater, I can get that thing all the way to 485 around Charlotte, around this side.
It's got some height to it up there on the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I was able to hear it all the way to just about where 85 and 485 connect, and then when you come around the top of 485 and you jump off and you go up to where the Renaissance Fair is, you kind of lose it.
Still, that's a pretty good ways. I mean, Harrisville to Charlotte, that's a good ride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard it pretty good, too. I mean, it got a little spotty there, but once I jumped back on 85, we started heading home, it got pretty strong.
Traffic on it?
Not really. Not really. I gave you a call a couple of times. I didn't know if you were out and about or whatever, but no, I didn't really hear too many people on it.
Connor, that one, just because I hadn't heard a whole lot on it. I know they have a net on Sunday night that's pretty good, and then they do a slow scan TV net before that. So I usually monitor through that net anyway.
Slow scan TV, wow, I didn't know anybody still did that.
They still do one every Sunday night. They have several nets on that repeater, and a good group of guys. There's just not much traffic on it when I'm around to talk on it.
Oh, well, I have to get that a listen a little bit more. I've been hanging out on low band on 80 meters on 3915. They have the South Carolina sideband net every night at 7. I try and check in most nights when I'm not doing anything, and then I just kind of put my headphones on and
most of the time I don't make it home in time to check into that net.
Low band stuff in the truck, dude. Gotta get your low band rig in the truck, put a screwdriver antenna up there and whatever, you know, come on now.
But I don't have the time during the day to do much with it. So it's just hard to do anything with it. I do have my 10-meter radio in here, though.
Well, I don't know what kind of nets are on 10 meters or even if 10 meters is even open. I mean, every once in a while, I'll jump on 29600 and give a listen there on FM. Sometimes, I get somebody from Texas or what have you, you know, but 10 meters has been kind of down in the dumps.
On it every now and then. I heard, what was it, Puerto Rico and Brazil last week. Haven't got the antenna trimmed to where I want to transmit on it yet, so not for any length of time anyway. So I'm just monitoring and listening right now. You can hear me. I am in the shadow of Parrish Mountain over here, turning off of North Pleasantburg on the Rutherford Road, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful. Good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Yeah, same here, Patrick. You have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you again. KB2 HXS Mobile. I'm in the middle of Greer.